than a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program, Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I am Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadee, and we have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, the A-team, all back together again. Nice, nice. Back to school time.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm lovely. What are you doing? Still pushing buttons and...
That's what I do here.
But, no, not during the program. You normally sit there and read a book and stuff.
Do your hair. Go for a smoke.
Do your hair. Right? Where was I? Now you see, now you threw me off.
I'm pressing buttons, eh?
You're pushing buttons, eh? Why, things not running properly back there?
I'm just trying
to... I get a little nervous when you're pushing buttons during... The program.
I'm just turning up the Zoom, our backup recorder.
Oh.
Yeah, for the podcast.
Nice. Mm-hmm. First of all, congratulations to Leafland and all of its inhabitants. Mitch Marner is now officially one of us. Whew, that was close, man. A lot of speculation was going on there. But, yes, Mitch Marner back with the Toronto Maple Leafs. I believe he's on back at camp today. He'll be on the ice today. Which will be nice. A lot of things are going to be expected of that young man.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. Ooh. Wonderful program today. Before we get rolling, I need to remind you that we are just days away. I believe like 2 days, 3 days away from the next 9.9 draw, Stephen?
Yes, Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
This coming Monday?
Yes, this coming Monday.
Whoa. I didn't even realize it was that close. So that's quick, man. So you got 2 days left to get two ballots in the box, if you're listening. You need but go to fishingcanada.com and enter contest. Answer the skill testing question. If you don't know it, push the hint button. We'll give it to you. Enter the question, the answer, and you're good to go. And while you're there, don't forget to go through the Fishing Canada website. There's outdoor blogs, there's how-tos, fishing hotspots, outdoor news, wild game recipes. This very program, ODJ Radio, resides on fishingcanada.com.
That's the button I was pressing earlier to record it.
Oh.
Yeah, turn it up a little bit.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We should start to do... we already have. We can... Somebody could listen live on that. fishingcanada.com, right?
Yep. You'll open up the Sportsnet player, and then bam.
Boom. There you go. While you're there, also don't forget to subscribe to Fishing Canada newsletter, which goes out, I believe...
Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Yep.
There you go.
After you get home from church, you open up your email and read it.
And all kinds of interesting stuff that's exclusive to our subscribers, all kinds of benefits. There will be a lot more... coming down the pipeline for these subscribers. So that's all I can tell you about that. But regardless, go to fishingcanada.com. Check it all out. Wonderful place to be if you're in the outdoors and if you are into fishing. And don't forget to win the 9.9 Mercury outboard motor this coming Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Will be the fifth one that we're giving away. Will it be another province?
Let's
again?
Hope.
Last month was in Winnipeg.
Yes.
Wow.
It was 100 and something ballots, I think.
143 ballots he had. Yeah. Like the
that's
guy who
that's
won.
Some time right there.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's the other thing. Thank you for pointing that out to me. The more often you enter, of course, the better your chances of winning. You can re-enter every 24 hours. However, that's not the only reason you should pile up those ballots with your name on it. Because at the end of it all, which is, I believe, the 15th of December...
Mm-hmm.
After we have given away officially our final and ninth and last 9.9 Mercury Marine four-stroke engine, we will do a quick tabulation to see who has the most ballots in the box.
Yes.
not a winner, because the winners will be at that point removed from this draw. Mm-hmm. But the most ballots in the box will receive a very, very substantial prize.
Ooh, I'm curious what it is.
Very substantial. Well, we mentioned it a little bit a couple of weeks ago. We stayed, you know, it is a Garmin product.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it is a Garmin product.
You're totally narrowing it down now.
It's a Garmin product.
Yeah.
It's the latest Garmin product.
Okay, you're narrowing down even more.
It's completely ready to go, plug and play, and it's worth a lot of bucks. That's all I'm going to say. And the winner
listen,
will
listen
be...
Listen to last week's podcast.
No, I just gave you a little bit more. And the winner will be the person who has the most ballots in the drum by December 15th. All you have to do is go back every 24 hours, drop another ballot in the box. You have to be relentless. The winner will be the most relentless person on the planet.
Mostly, probably That's, retired.
I don't care what he is, he or she. The winner will be the most relentless. The winner will say, no, I am from this day forward. I don't know how many more days there are, like 90 days, 120 days, whatever the number is. Every day from now on, I am going to put one ballot in the fishingcanada.com Mercury Marine Outboard Motor Contest.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to win that grand prize from Garmin. And that's who's going to win it. It's very simple. It will not take brain surgery to be the winner. It will not take luck. The only thing that's going to take is hard work. So there you go.
Very nice.
That's all available at fishingcanada.com. Don't you miss out on the fun and activities that are going on there. Now, in the news, Stephen, we have, you know, we're always talking about species at risk on the program.
Yes.
Seems like we're always, you know, we have stories about species that are disappearing. This one is rather refreshing. It's not about species at risk or species that are disappearing. In fact, today we're going to report a new species just discovered.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where did they find it?
How is that?
New species.
Yes. It's a leech.
Oh.
With three jaws and 200 teeth.
Oh, love that. Lovely.
Apparently.
Whew. I haven't seen that thing.
Sounds like a horror movie.
Yes.
In the making.
The leech.
It was discovered in Maryland, not more than an hour from the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History. The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History. You're probably a big fan of that place.
Sure. Let's go with that. I haven't been to the ROM in like years.
You haven't?
No.
This leech was unknown until recently and discovered just a little short ways from this museum. Hmm. How ironic is that? And apparently there's lots of them out there in the marshes, wetlands, and lakes in the nearby area. The leech, along with a few other leeches, of course, have a medicinal value for reconstructive plastic surgery. How many of us knew that?
I know. That's pretty cool.
You know, the saliva, apparently. And, of course, keep in mind, this particular new species of leech has three jaws, so I would imagine three times more saliva than your run-of-the-mill household leech. Three times more. The saliva helps control bleeding and accelerates the healing process.
Interesting.
Yep.
I wonder if you can catch a fish on it.
Oh! Oh! I have to look into that. For moose hunters, this is Christmas. You know, this is that time. It's party time for moose hunters. They've been waiting all year. The annual moose hunt is now officially upon us. Opening dates may vary between wildlife management units here in Ontario, but pretty much all is happening right now. For a lot of the hunters, this is like I said, this is Mecca for hunters, right? When you got the tag, you finally, time is here, and you're out there, and oh my God, it's just let's have at it. We did some research. We thought it'd be an interesting time to do a bit of research on moose because we've been talking about moose a lot here on the program, as you know.
Yep.
Mostly because there's apparently a shortage of them here in this province. I always thought we were the moose capital of the world. If anybody had asked you, you know, prior to, say, this year, if they had said, you know, where do you think is the, where's the moose capital of the world? You would have said?
Canada. Ontario.
Thank you.
Both.
Thank you. Now, was that so difficult?
Yeah, I haven't had my tea yet.
Pay attention. Ontario. Because at one point we were. Well, we did a bit of research. We had our crack research team look into this for us.
I don't even call it a team. It's just John.
Ontario apparently has a population of 110,000 moose. Now, do you think that's good or bad in the overall picture?
Sounds like a lot to me.
It's a lot of moose, isn't
it? Yeah.
Apparently not.
No.
Apparently we suck at moose production.
Oh.
Alaska has 200,000 moose population. Sweden comes in at 350,000 moose. Now, that's where I want to be if I'm a moose hunter, I would think. Three times more moose than we have in Sweden.
And it's on our money, too.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
That's not the center of moose
heaven.
You got it.
Really? I'm totally joking.
Russia has 600,000 moose.
Holy moly.
That have registered for the program.
They went online.
They went online.
With
they registered.
Their hooves.
Yep. 600,000 moose in Russia. Now, if you didn't get a moose here in Ontario hunting this year, I guess you could try Russia. I would if I'm a moose hunter, because obviously they've got six times the moose population that we've got here.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, we priced out the moose hunt in Russia just in case somebody wanted, was calling in and wanted to know.
Yeah.
So if you want a moose hunt in Moscow, now this does not cover, of course, flights over to wherever you'd have to fly to, and then a jumper flight from there to wherever the hunt camp is and all that stuff. This would be just if you want a moose tag, if you will.
Bare
it's
bones.
Not a tag. They have a whole different process. But if you want a permit to hunt a moose in Russia, and by the way, they have 600,000 plus in inventory right now sitting on the shelf. It'll cost you $10,000 U.S.
Holy
for
moly.
A moose. Now, that's not all. Now, if you happen to shoot, that's just the permit to go moose hunting. Now, if you happen to shoot a moose, you got to pay another $3,500 U.S. Whoa.
That's like, why there's so many mooses.
Hang on. Let me do the math here. So 10 and 3 and 5. And then you got to, it's at least $5,000 for a round trip. I got to believe that. And then you got to accommodate it. Okay. So convert that to Canadian and hang on for a second. All right, so $30,000. You can go and shoot a moose right now in Russia.
Oh, my goodness.
$30,000.
Cha-ching.
And here's the best part. It's cash. They take no credit cards, no checks.
Cash only.
It's cash only.
Bring 30 G's across the border.
Yep.
Great.
Here's my cash, boys. Let me have at one of them near Russian mooses.
Where do I ship it off to?
All right, what do we got in the pro? That's a long way to go to make a story out of that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I did good, though, because, I mean, really,
good.
It's only like two lines on my paper. You look at it, it's like, where the hell did you get that story?
Time for break.
Exactly. I thought I did a great job. Who's on the program this week, you ask? Well, let me just tell you, hydro prices are getting more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there is an option, apparently, on the horizon. We've been kicking its tires for a number of years. Some of us like it. Some of us don't. Some of us don't have an opinion. Some of us don't know enough about it to have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And others know that the parade is on and we're, happily watching it. And the parade I'm talking about is solar power. Solar power. Cheaper versions of the energy and better, apparently, on our environment. We'll be talking to Brian Nash from Halliburton Solar and Wind. Apparently, he has a company up there that's doing extremely well with this whole thing, and one of the best and most reputable in the business, getting all kinds of it's an acclaimed solar power company, apparently.
Hmm.
As you know, I will be missing the B1 tournament. Actually, the practice period opened up today.
Yeah, well, this would be a pre-record. We would have two.
This would be a pre-record right now.
Yep.
And next week would be a pre-record.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not be doing B1 because I am not. I have been given a clearance. My science medical team decided that I was not fit for doing the B1. They did not clear me.
No flight clearance.
No clearance. And so I will be here at camp watching the other players at B1.
Oh, yeah, they do the live stream. I forgot about that.
So, in order to get my B1 fix, we thought we'd bring in good friend and competitor longtime competitor on the B1 circuit, Ryan Flero, who is also a previous champion of the 2016 B1 event. He'll be on the program to talk to. It's probably rubbing it in that I won't be there, but that's okay. The new owner of Show Deer Lodge, I had the pleasure of meeting him recently.
Yes.
Our good friend Steve Nedzwicki, probably no stranger to most of you listening. He has sold the legendary Show Deer Lodge
yes.
on the Upper French River to a gentleman by the name of Craig Purcell, who I, as I mentioned, I just recently met. An interesting guy, great background. Also a current lodge owner, not just of Show Deer, but he has another property as well. We'll talk about that. Ooh. And I want to talk to him about, you know, what goes into making a lodge owner? Like, what would possess a man or a woman to invest in this type of business?
Especially owning two lodges.
Owning two. Like, one's not enough. I need two. You know, 14-hour days are not long enough for me. Well, I need to double it up.
Seeing
I'm all in.
Yeah, seeing Steve running around on the island
exactly.
like crazy. Imagine doing that two times.
Exactly. Speaking of fishing tournaments, which we were, it's been a long time since we talked about a walleye tournament on this program. It seems like all professional events surround themselves around species like smallmouth and largemouth bass.
Yes.
But walleye tournaments were the granddaddy of tournament fishing. We're going to talk to Robert Porter from the Sagamok Walleye Classic on the Spanish River and north shore of Lake Huron. He'll be joining us a little later on. Talk to us about the annual event. And a prize worth over $35,000 and one of the oldest events in the country, a walleye tournament. So the Sagamok Walleye Classic, Stephen.
Very nice.
Yeah. There's been a lot of media coverage of this issue confronting polar bears as the polar ice sheet reduces. Here's a new twist. There are grizzly bears and black bears taking over some of their former territory. Former to the polar bear, now crawling with grizzlies and black bears. Now, how common is this? Well, we're going to find out. Dr. Douglas Clark will join us. He's a polar bear expert from the University of Saskatchewan. A lot of stuff to check out. But first, let's take a quick break, shall we, Stephen? More
Sounds
journal
good.
After this. Don't you dare go away.